an important story for all of us who are Redskins fans and those who support other teams that badly need a quarterback. Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts are Splitsville.
It was an emotional farewell.
I will leave the Colts with nothing but good thoughts.
After 14 years, Peyton Manning said goodbye to the Indianapolis Colts.
It truly has been an honor to play in Indianapolis.
And Manning wasn't the only one emotional. So was Colts owner Jim Irsay.
It's really to be blessed here today to have gone through the experiences we have together.
Irsay said Manning's number 18 will be retired. It will never be worn by a Colt again. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, where does Peyton go now? Some say he comes right here to Washington to play for the Redskins. WTOP Skins beat reporter George Wallace is here. George, if the Colts consider Manning's age and a series of neck operations a risk, why don't the Redskins and other teams see the same risk and back off?
Well, that's 100% accurate, Bob, and that's my question as well. And that's why that I would hope that the Redskins see that and don't go near number 18 at Peyton Manning. Because let's keep in mind, guys, he didn't throw a pass last year. He was hurt the entire season. He's coming back, and I understand that everybody in the NFL is one hit away from ending a career. I get that. But at the same time, Peyton, when he's on, he's great. But he didn't throw a pass last year. He hasn't played. He is working out. They say he's throwing the ball well. But that's with the neck. That just seems too risky. And he's 36 years old, too. I mean, that just goes against completely what the Redskins are trying to do.
But he is an exceptional quarterback, yes. Or maybe I should qualify that, was at one time an exceptional quarterback. And some writers there in Indianapolis that I follow closely say, even if he gets to 80, 85% of where he was before, he can win the rest with his mind, meaning he's a smart cookie on the football field at the very least. So maybe there's a reason to go after him.
No, he is. He runs his offense, Demetri, and we've seen that throughout his time in Indianapolis. I mean, he is in complete control of that offense. So that would be one thing to go after. Then you have to keep in mind, too, if you're the Redskins and you're looking at what Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan have done with this offense, that's their baby. If Peyton comes in here, you're going to have to give him control of the offense. You're going to have to say, Peyton, go run your offense. You call the audibles at the line of scrimmage. You call the plays. I'm just not so sure these guys are ready to give up that power right now, especially since they have come some way in building this thing back to where they want to be. They're putting in the offense, and they're making strides. Last year, we saw with the defense. This year, if they go after some offense in the draft and even in free agency. So I'm just not so sure Peyton is the fit right now. All those things are very true. Anybody would love to have Peyton Manning on the offense, but I just don't think right now for the Redskins and what they're trying to do that it would be the right fit.
So with all the buzz around here about trying to draft QB Robert Griffin, what happens to that? Is that a better way to go?
That's a better way. If you're asking me, yes, I think that is a better way to go because I think that's what they need to do. Get that young guy that you're going to build around him for the next 10 years. If Robert Griffin is who everybody thinks he is, you know, like our friend Dennis Green, the Bears are who we thought they were. If Robert Griffin is who we think he is, then that's somebody you have to go get. You have to move up to number two and go get him, and then you have your quarterback in place, and then you can build the rest of the offense around. That's another thing we haven't talked about. Peyton Manning is not the final piece of the puzzle for the Redskins, right? They still need some help. So you're going to have to sell Peyton Manning on, okay, we'll go out and get you some pieces around there, some offensive line help. You need a receiver, so on and so forth. If he were the final piece of the puzzle, okay, maybe. But I think this team needs a lot more than that.
Well, what about having your cake and eating it, too? You bring in Peyton Manning. You somehow finesse it so that RG3 comes on board as well, and he is the trainee. Peyton's right now RG3 in, say, 1 or 2 years.
Then Dan Snyder would like to talk to you, Demetri. If you can pull that one off, I'll tell you that right now.
But, I mean, is that mission impossible? Is that ridiculous?
I think that's ridiculous because if you bring Peyton in, then you're going to obviously sit Robert Griffin for a couple of years. If this guy's ready to play right now, I just don't know if you can sit him for a couple of years. And they're going to have to give up a lot to go get the number two pick anyway. And to have Peyton here, that's a dream scenario. Sure. Like I said, go call him. If you can work that out, go get him.
Love talking to you. Can't wait for football season. That's WTOP Skins beat reporter George Wallace.